soon after I left New York to come to the Kennedy School at Harvard, I, you know, really started to dig deeper into policy issues as well as real estate finance and development classes. And I then was recruited to go back to the city of Detroit to work in the Housing and Revitalization Department. During that time, I had the opportunity to actually work with a lot of different real estate developers in Detroit to actually help them navigate the city system. And in that process, I decided, you know, I probably would be more effective back on the private side. And so that's when I made the transition to Century Partners. Real estate is really broad, and really what I'm most interested in is urban revitalization in particular, given the early days when I said, you know, this city can be better, these neighborhoods can be better. Today, when I'm still saying a lot of the same things, and Detroit has transformed tremendously over the last decade in particular, but it still has a good ways to go. And when I look at real estate and I look at architecture and how the two work together, I mean, I think good design is really important to creating the value that the real estate developers need to create in order to make projects viable and ultimately to make communities thrive. Right now, a lot of communities are surviving, and I think that access to capital is really important to transform what I like to call desolation into destination. So there are a lot of communities that have just seen really difficult times over the past 50 years, in Detroit in particular, but really throughout the country. And, you know, as we think about how do we turn that around, how do we make these places desirable again, you know, destination locations versus places to kind of stay away from, really a big factor in that is access to capital, getting developers the opportunity to invest in a community and know that they're going to make a solid enough return to actually make the project viable. And so that's, to a large extent, what we're working on in Detroit.